I don't usually sleep on a bed, so.
Well, how
comfortable? It was comfortable, though.
No, well, that's good.
Really?
I don't sleep on a bed.
Would you sleep on a sofa?
She destroyed that mattress.
Well, that's true.
You let her destroy that mattress.
No. Well, she destroyed the sheets that I would put on it, and every time I put sheets on it, she'll tear them up.
That's because you let her in the room.
Because I always come in, and I'll have the two comforters. My pillows will be on the floor, and the comforters will be, like, wadded in the center. And she'll have torn the sheets off from the front of the bed to the middle, and she'll dig into the mattress.
Stupid dog.
Be a little pissed off.
Stupid dog.
A little shock therapy.
And she slept on the floor in your room? Or in the room?
You didn't hear her fall this morning?
No. Oh, she was up on the bed and then she fell off?
No, she fell off. She fell trying to get up or move or something. She fell.
It is because it's high up.
I wonder if her
No, hips. She's not on the bed. She was trying to move on the floor and she fell.
Oh.
I guess it's too slick and she slid and fell. She woke me up. It was like 3 o'clock. I was starting to doze off. I hear this, goodbye!
Yeah, that wasn't us.
No, it wasn't us.
No, it sounded like she like slid and hit like furniture.
Poor so dog. Hard. Poor dog.
And, you know, I worry with her age. You know.
Yep.
She can't have no collisions because it could be a lot worse than...
Yeah, that's true. Break a hip.
Oof. You have time to put her down now.
Yep, well,
I'd have her hip reconstructed.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't. Yes, you would I just would. Have to put her down then.
No?
Yes. No? She's 12 years Stop. Old.
Stop. He's arguing with you just to be arguing with you.
That's just crowdy.
He does the same shit with you that he does with me about cars.
Oh, yeah, trying to...
Yup, bait you. Sometimes I just let him because I think it's funny.
Uh-huh.
Oldsmobile.
Yeah.
Stinky, huh? Hmm.
Ooh. So who else are you going to visit? So you got to visit Chelsea?
I think he probably needs to stop at Walmart.
Why?
Bring his magnums along.
Oh, cochino.
You think I'm kidding, huh?
Oh, gross.
Well, no, you the last my boss. Last one.
Excuse me? Who the hell you think you is?
That's my crowdy.
Look at her, like, all up in my shit.
You ain't gonna eat them anyway, man. Even if they were given to you, you wouldn't want them.
I made a little bit of Parmesan chicken, and I gave her a little chunk. It was mostly the fatty stuff that I cooked, and I was like, I'm going to eat that. I gave it to her. She got poopies all day. Wake me up at 10 o'clock. And you know when a dog's starting to get the shakes, and I'm like, you're either going to puke or you're going to crap. So I let her outside. First thing, she's just green apple splatters all over the place. I'm like, please don't. Please just be a one-time deal. 30 minutes later.
Throw that back to me. Anyway.
You're laying on my blanket?
Not really. She just had a paw on it.
Yeah, quail.
She's kind of spoiled.
Really, you think?
Can't say no to that dog.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, we can. Hi, Gwil.
Mama's just more comforted now that there's dog in the home.
She doesn't make me sneeze.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember the last time you were really in close proximity.
Yeah. I think that's what it was.
Now that you're a little bit more open.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't stink either.
You have to, like, sweep and stuff after you leave.
I haven't swept since you left.
Like I said, I washed her the other day. She shouldn't be that stinky.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, up until about a month ago, it was still getting dog hair out of everything.
I was curious, like, how do you get the dog hair off your bed? Because I don't understand it. Your dog sleeps on your bed, how do you get the dog hair out? Well, you got to vacuum it with a special. No, not
That's
doing none of that.
That's
you ain't
a lot of work.
What, to vacuum the bed?
Yeah.
And then she's going to just get it dirty again?
Oh, Harry.
I would have to get a bed.
So where is this relationship then? What's her name? Carrie?
That's more just like we've been friends a long time, and like I said, that sexual tension built to a point where you gotta let it go or do something with it.
Mm. So you did something with it.
Well, yeah.
So it's not going anywhere then?
I'm aware of.
Mm. And what about Chelsea?
I don't know.
Mm. Yeah, she's here and you're down there most of the time.
Well, I'm usually down there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
How do we know that?
Because he knows that if I
find... My mother told me if I come up here and don't visit her, then I might as well just never come back.
That's right. Mm-hmm. There are certain rules one must abide by. Mm-hmm.
I'll come see my folks, but if there's poon to be had...
Yeah, you know? Well, no.
I was there once.
We were all there once. No.
My mother told me to be there.
I told you to do that?
You told me to find myself in these positions for multiple women, yeah.
Just be careful. Gotta play that game right. Gotta play the hustle right.
Well, in this case, they're what? 200-300 miles away from one another?
Chelsea knows that Carrie exists.
Okay, so they're 150 miles away from one another.
They're never going to meet each other.
I'm just saying, they're not living in the same town.
No.
Where you're going to get caught.
Carrie's 27. Oh, Chelsea's 22.
Mm. What does Carrie want? Carrie's going to come of the age pretty soon where her clock is starting to tick.
She doesn't want children.
Oh, she doesn't? Why?
She just never... She told me, she's like, I don't want kids ever. She said she'd adopt, but she wouldn't have.
Why?
That's good. She doesn't want kids.
But she would adopt.
She would adopt.
Somebody else's kids.
Technically, yes.
It makes no sense.
So you could have a surrogate involved.
Well, not so much that. I think it's more the fact that overpopulation, blah, blah, blah. Mm. I mean, the people in California, or they're going to eventually have to come somewhere.
Nobody's going to move to this godforsaken state.
No.
Oh, yes, they will. Especially the ones that can't afford anything, have no jobs, no skills, like to drink, smoke, and party.
Oh, my taxes pay for them to do that, so.
Mm.
More here in this state than in Texas.
Texas isn't far behind.
Really?
For what?
I get...
Welfare state.
$375 out of my check a week go to taxes. It's almost $400. I usually count it as $400 a week.
God damn.
And I got $130 back from Uncle Sam.
You got what? $130? What?
My taxes? That's mm-hmm. what I got back. $130. And then you gotta pay the Turbo Slayer garbage thing. Like $12. So I got $120.
Yeah, but if you go down to like H&R Block or something, it's...
A lot more than that.
Mm-hmm. Like 100 here.
Well, when I would talk to Don, she told me she never did. She would just do straight taxes on the form and never really do any deductibles. And I realized why, because all the deductibles I claim added up to $5. And I was like, because I'm single,
yep,
have no children that I would claim.
As I said, you get screwed.
That you would claim.
So I don't really have deductibles other than what crap medical expenses mm-hmm. I have, which is really
nothing.
Close to nothing. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I can see why somebody who has no children or no husband or wife...
They get screwed.
...would just do straight to tax. Well, yeah, I'm going to get screwed. I'm going to pay Uncle Sam an insane amount of money a year and then get nothing back for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm in one of the highest tax brackets. I make too much money whilst still happening to be broke.